So this week, my book recommendation is The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude by Dr. Darren Weissman. This book was one of those books that was recommended by a friend. You ever go through something and a friend says, listen, you need to read this. This was one of those kind of books. And they recommended it because they knew I'd come through a dark time. And what I mean by dark time is actually they'd known that I'd almost ended my life about, it was about 12 years ago now. And so you could say out of maybe sympathy and compassion, but really understanding what I'd gone through to get to that point, they figured I could benefit from resources that could help me mentally and emotionally heal. Perhaps, like I said, out of sympathy, they suggested that I read the book and find answers to help me recover emotionally from the experience. And I'm glad that they did make that recommendation. Also, you know, sometimes it's also convincing if someone has either gone through something and they're making a recommendation. In this case, he had met the author and gone through some of their healing sessions because they were local to where we were at the time, where I lived at the time. Fast forward, I read the book in a weekend. At some point I said, all right, I'm going to sit down, buckle in, and just read through this whole thing. And again, I'm glad I did that as well. And so the book covers everything from mind-body health principles, ancient mind-body health principles, to nutrition and ancient healing modalities such as acupuncture and color therapy, and so much more that you can use to create your own path to awakening and healing. So the book changed my life. It changed the way I look at water, food, and mantras that can transform as well as activate mind-body healing. And one of those powerful mantras that I learned was this one: infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. And when you say that, you can move your hand. There's a particular hand mudra that's also discussed in the book, that you can move your hand in the shape of the infinity symbol while you're saying this across your chest, across your heart. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. I know I just sounded new agey right there, but listen, man, this stuff works. So it'll make sense when you read it, though. So The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude is also a dense read. Because, you know, there's some medical, biological, and metaphysical principles and concepts that are discussed, but it flows and it makes sense. And there's diagrams and images and all kinds of things that are in there. So that's the book recommendation for this week. I appreciate you listening to this, or if you're catching the written, emailed version of this conversation, thank you for reading it. And I look forward to making other great book recommendations as well. If you have seen a good book, or read one, I should say, and you feel like I should also encounter it and read it, please feel free to reach out to me. All the information that you need to get a hold of me is below in the description section, and I'd be more than glad to read it and also make some recommendations based on it. Fair? All right. Thanks a lot for checking out this episode of The Grind Scheme of Things, and I will catch up with you soon.